This GCN podcast is sponsored by NutraMedical.com and Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report Show on GCN. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're getting another update with new developments with the police being indicted in Baltimore without reporters in the middle of the celebration that's going on there. Folks they're talking to, though, don't think it's enough that they've been charged with manslaughter, second degree. You'll have trouble getting that conviction. That charge may be too high, and I don't mean in reality too high. I mean in the courts. The same checks and balances that protect you and I protect the police. And there's not video. It's all confused. If they went for murder one, they'd have to have proof of the cops meeting in secret and deciding to go out and kill this guy. They obviously didn't do that. It's manslaughter. And that's going to be hard to prove. I'm talking about how courts actually work, not how people want them to work. Let's talk to Adam in Canada. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for having me back.
Thanks for holding, brother. I appreciate you. Go ahead.
Absolutely. I want to divert from our conversation yesterday and talk about Jade Helm. You know, I think that the chance of them dropping a false flag is greatly diminished by the spotlight of Alex Jones. And kudos on getting Abbott, your governor there, to shine the spotlight on it.
Well, I want to be clear. It's not me. I'm kind of like the switch in the machine of the spotlight. The listeners are what made the phone calls, sent our articles out, went to Bastrop, went to public events, called the governor. It's the listeners that did it.
Absolutely. And you guys, and you do have some, you know, rabid followers. I have been a great fan of yours for many years. We just see things a little bit differently. But getting back to Jade Helm, I think the only way that they would successfully be able to engage the Jade Helm operatives during a false flag would, if it was a huge one, race riots across multiple cities, a bio attack, an economic collapse.
Sure, they'd have to have the military pre-deployed to ever respond. It takes too much time to move that into place. That's why these drills are dangerous, because the military doesn't know it could go live, but I believe it could go live. The more I see, the way they're freaking out about it shows we hit a nerve. We cover all these drills. Why are they freaking out about this one?
Well, this is the largest one that's happened in the last 10 years. Apparently, this is the largest one that's ever happened on American soil. And I think you're right. I think it is a dangerous precedent to allow these types of acts, these types of exercises to occur in the community. They do have huge swaths of land allocated for the military use.
Fort Hood is the size of like three or four Dallases. I mean, the military has huge bases. They're basically occupying major trailheads around the country permanently, searching packers. I mean, this is all about acclimating the public. Thank you, Adam. But the media is spinning it that we hate the military. That's how dumb I think the public is. No, we hate the orders they're being given. Phil in Baltimore, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, Phil. Go ahead. Thank you for holding.
Hey, no problem there, Alex. I just wanted to get on the whole thing with what's been going on up here in Baltimore, because it's just been ridiculous seeing these Humvees and stuff driving around. And I watch the news a lot, and I'm sitting here, they're talking about all the stuff going on down on North Avenue in Pennsylvania, but they have not once mentioned the shots fired or the cop getting stabbed down in the Brooklyn area.
Well, I think they've had like 25 police wounded, a couple of them shot, stabbed. Yeah, the media is not covering that. And that's the thing. The police are being attacked. That's going to make them either quit or get ramped up and start acting crazy. Because, I mean, believe me, I couldn't be a cop. I mean, if I was in these bad neighborhoods dealing with all this craziness constantly, I would end up going, you know, very aggressive. Maybe that's why you don't need people like me to be in bad areas as a police officer. I mean, it takes like a social worker type to be able to not go crazy in situations that are really stressful. I mean, I grew up in Dallas, and I went into bad areas sometimes, and it's pretty scary. And let me tell you, you go in the wrong poor white area in East Texas, you'll get shot at, too, as well. Stay there. I want to come back to you, Phil. You finish your point. Then we're going to get an update from Jakari Jackson and Joe Biggs.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence despite the situation is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
We have a document cam shot here, please. Back when I would cover this 20 years ago on air, I certainly didn't break it. People were covering it at the John Birch Society since the 60s. People would go to the library, they'd go to Congress, they would go to the National Archives. They didn't believe me that public law on the books, 87-297, calls for an incremental program by the year 2000, which they're behind on, to disarm all police, all citizens, except for a UN peacekeeper force to be in every U.S. city. Well, the story is up on Infowars.com right now by Kit Daniels. Did you know a law is on the books to disarm all Americans? Law provides impetus for ultimate world disarmament and UN control over the military. Only the UN can be armed because they're not for war. They're the peace army. Lay down your arms. We are here to help. It's been on the books since 61. And just ask Kitty, did a great job putting this out real fast when I asked him to at the start of the show. Have him just go to the actual manual and show screenshots of the U.S. military getting smaller, the helmets getting smaller, and the U.N. helmets getting bigger, where we're disarmed and then they occupy. Because folks are in the comments going, is this real? We've got links to Congress, links to everything. But look at the document cam. If you're a TV viewer, authenticated U.S. government information, GPO. It even has a seal on it. From the original past, Title I, Public Law 87-297, September 26, 1961. Yes, this is real. And they said the foreign policy is the total disarmament of our military, our police, and our citizens with a national stability force run by the UN, and that's the RAND Corporation plan that comes out a decade later and is updated yearly and is public to put troops on every street corner. It doesn't matter if they have 360-something news articles a day saying I'm a liar. It's 360 yesterday. It's over 100 today saying I'm a liar. Hoping they can prey on you, hoping you're stupid, hoping you're lazy, hoping you just won't check me out. I'm not lying about anything. Do I make mistakes sometimes? You better believe it. I don't want a civil war. I don't want the new protest to shoot cops that the Soros-affiliated groups are pushing. I know the cops are doing horrible stuff in some areas because of the training and what's happened. It's been designed to enter a psychological, mental, spiritual virus into the country that brings us down. And it's here. Everything we warned you about, you can just see us marching into it. The good news is people, a lot of people know what's happening. And for every bad department of crazy goons that like to stick dogs on an innocent person's face, like we just showed last hour that's on Infowars.com, the cops I talk to around the country are probably one of the biggest groups of awake people. Military first, then police. The problem is they're not in control. And the higher you go up in the most of these departments, the more political and the worse it gets. You find out your police chief is getting awards from the Southern Poverty Law Center and the ADL. Of the most made-up, degenerate, false, lying, slanderous, basically MSNBC talking points. The same ones cheering on the cops being indicted, and it's the cops, and if we just bring the local cops down, that's how we'll have revolution. You won't fix it just blaming the police. You know what rolls downhill. That's my point. Yeah, after we've arrested the globalists and the Clintons and kicked out the Federal Reserve and cut taxes and restored our power plants and gotten clean vaccines and gotten the floor out of the water. After we've done all that, if we want to have some big cleanup of bad police departments, sure. But you're not going to fix things shooting cops or protesting or, yay, cops, six cops been indicted, yay. It's being directed by Michael Moore and George Soros. That's all I'm saying. And now there'll be more of these shootings, and some will be real, some won't. Some will be bad cops, some won't, like the Brown case. Some will be 50-50. Zimmerman, you know, acting foolish, but also the other guy being out of control. Black witnesses said he was bouncing his head on the ground. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I wasn't a thug when I was growing up, but I was mean. And if some guy was walking through the park, and I lived somewhere, and some guy walked up with a gun and pointed it at me, I had a problem. I might have done what he did. And I might have got killed. In fact, I don't want to tell these stories. They sound just too ridiculous. But, I mean, truth, strange fiction. I've had people pull guns on me twice. But both times they were thugs. And I just thank my lucky stars I'm still alive. Oh, my God. The things I did. I was not trained to take guns away from people, but I still just did it. And one time, two guys on a country road were going out to pick up some girlfriends in another town, me and a friend Mark, and this guy got right up on our tail. Mark put on his brakes. The guy swung around, almost hit us, pulled in front, slammed his brakes. Mark gets out. These two guys get out, and they've got deer rifles. And Mark just charges up, starts taking the deer rifle away. The other guy takes it with the barrel with the sight on it and puts it in his head and rips it open, starts bleeding. And I kick the guy in the chest, knocking him down, and the guy goes, "That's it, I'm pulling the trigger." I said, "Go ahead and murder me, you coward." Or put the gun down and stand up, fight. And the guy just said, "Let us get out of here," and they got in their car and drove off. So I can't really sit there and talk about Trayvon Martin because the difference is, though, it was raining. I get young people wear hoodies. If people see somebody creeping around a hoodie, it looks suspicious, looking and things. We don't know the truth of what happened. But it's hard to judge each side of that, and I'm now digressing. There was another time somebody pulled a gun on me, and I'm not even going to tell that story. But let's just say, thank God my children are being raised in Austin instead of Dallas, Texas. And I can tell you now, Austin's becoming more like Dallas where I grew up. And with it, the cops are going to get more out of control because it's going to be a hellish job. I would not want their job. I mean, you either get out of it in a bad area or you go crazy. And I've known people. I mean, I grew up working every summer for a large animal vet, and then I was kicked out of school for fighting when I was 16. For 12 months or about 11 months, I worked for a large animal vet. And I go out to these big, giant industrial beef farms where the cows were wild. They were out on grass, and they got vaccinated every few years, but were wild. They weren't like more domesticated cows. Big, you know, big beef ranches that basically that produce hamburger meat, not steaks. That's the kind of meat. It's really healthy meat, and there'd be 500 cattle in each one of these big pens, sometimes a couple thousand we had to go through in a day. And I'd watch all these cowboys pull up who were the real deal. You never see people on TV. You've got to make a reality TV show, but nobody can watch it. And they would get all hyped up like coyotes or something, chasing and like go out there for like 12 hours. They had to pay them a lot, by the way, or they wouldn't get them and get real cowboys out there. Usually they like were hauling gravel part-time or owned a few dump trucks and were really crazy. I'm not going to tell all the stories. Man, you can make a movie about it. I mean, these guys were the real deal. I wish I could. It's not family oriented. I can't tell any of it. And, man, they'd sit there and go, "You little wimp, you think you're tough?" And then they were just in there. Electric dehorners, you know, just like real cattle prods, not hot shots, in there with wild cattle. If you didn't keep them intimidated, they overran you immediately. Very dangerous. People got killed all the time. I never saw anybody get killed, but the vet I worked for had almost been killed, and a lot of guys couldn't do it anymore because they'd been hurt. It's a very macho job, and the same thing happens with police. You just get fired up in these bad areas, and then you become what you think you're fighting. There, I've given you some psychology behind that, why I have an understanding of it. I mean, sometimes those guys were so macho, those cowboys, that when I was first doing it a few summers, they had me working mainly at ranches, and then I got put in working for the actual large animal vet that did the big industrial stuff, and you'd have a full-size steer. And I'd be in there with a bunch of them and jump over a fence when they rammed into the wall or something. They go, "You're going to get killed, you little bleeper, acting like that. You're going to get in there like this." And just run over like some big 6-foot-4 guy, go like 45 years old, and go, "Rah!" Just grab it, full steer, and just go, "Rah!" And with by the horns and flop it over the ground and go, "Rah! That's what you do, you little wimp. I bet you think you're tough down here fighting in Dallas. I will beat your ass right now." They were like worse than drill sergeants. I mean, that's the kind of stuff I've seen. I guess that's where I come from. That's why I'm just telling you folks, that's where all this is coming from. And it's going to blow up in a civil war, and it's not a good situation. Phil in Baltimore, thanks for holding so long. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, no problem.
Info from Maryland. You're talking about what you're seeing and what's going on.
Yeah, like, it's just gotten crazy. The night after the original riots, all the stuff over in Brooklyn started happening. I haven't seen anything. And then I've been watching on Twitter and everything, and a bunch of my friends of ours have been talking about it, saying that if that the indictments don't go through and if they're acquitted, how Monday's going to seem like nothing compared to what's coming. And that's got me wanting to get me and my daughter out of Baltimore for a while.
Well, I tell you, you notice it's all these so-called liberal cities where this is going on. I don't know if it's going to be this summer, the next summer. This country's unsustainable with 100 million people on welfare. It's a thug culture in all the groups that's growing, including the cops. This country's going under judgment, brother. That's my view.
Yeah, and it's definitely hard here, like, trying to find a job. It's even, I know people who college educated are stuck working at, like, McDonald's and stuff because it's gotten hard around here.
I know. A lot of PhDs that are hard working at HEB food stores. God bless you, brother. I'm going to go to break, go back to our reporters who I forgot are there. Apologize. I get wound up. Flashbacks, basically. And then we're going to go to Otto, Chris, Skyler, Rich, and others, Joe Biggs and Jakari Jackson when we return. The latest developments from the celebration of the 6 police being indicted for second-degree manslaughter coming up. Briefly, don't forget, I extended it 3 days, And you get 20% off the biggest sale ever. We've only done that one time before on all of the ProPure G2 systems and all of the accoutrements. 20% off at InfoWarsStore.com and free shipping and 50% off the Survival Shield. I mean, a whole bunch of products, a bunch of big specials. They all in. Take advantage of it and support the transmission. InfoWars Life.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
We've all heard the news stories.
Another shooting and they're getting worse.
That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. This Infidel Friday, get $40 off body armor, a free patch, a free decal, and free shipping.
A $75 value.
Buy now during Infidel Fridays. Insider pricing for 24 hours only at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Use promo code Friday. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Hi, I'm Alex Jones. When I got on air 20 years ago, I weighed 180 pounds. I lift weights 5 days a week. I could swim 2-3 miles. Then I discovered the New World Order, the globalists, their agenda. I started an access television show. I was so dedicated to my work and hanging around with radio guys that I began drinking. I began smoking cigars and then even cigarettes. I transformed from looking like a white Bruce Lee to looking like a Jabba the Hutt. So I began a journey 5 years ago to shed the almost 100 pounds. I started taking Super Male Vitality and saw dramatic results in just a few weeks. When I added to the mix the key products developed by Dr. Groove for InfoWarsLife.com, the results were incredible. Take the InfoWarsLife.com challenge today at InfoWarsLife.com or give our crew a call. They can answer all your questions or tell you about any of the specials at 888-253-3139.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
BodyArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's KatieArmor.com. Come and take it.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Back with your calls right now. Joe Biggs and Jakari Jackson join us from Baltimore, Maryland, the scene of the last week's globalist extravaganza and the police stand down. Now six police indicted. What are the latest developments, Joe Biggs and Ja'Kari Jackson?
Roger that. Joe Biggs here in occupied Baltimore, North and Penn, where right now we have a convoy of Humvees moving into a formation right now. There is a huge military presence. One of the key things to note here is if we get a look at some of the magazines on these weapons, they actually have the magazines in place today. The other day we saw them, they had no magazines in the wells whatsoever. Today they actually have them inside. So whether or not they're locked and loaded, I don't know, but they've definitely, the image has changed on how they're presenting themselves out here to the public today.
Well, you had said that you hope that they don't re-escalate like you saw in Ferguson. Talk about that.
Well, the thing with that is, I don't think it's going to happen now based off the fact that they've come down with sergeants. But here's the key thing, though. This is only a first step in the entire process, like we said before. They still have to decide whether or not they will indict these officers. And if it comes down to the fact that they go through a whole bunch of hearings and decide not to indict, then it's going to be that vacuum. Then that's when Baltimore will be 10 times worse than this previous Monday. You know, this is a much bigger city than Ferguson. This has a much more dynamic crowd of people, a lot more area to cover. So hopefully something like that doesn't happen. But if it does, I'm sure we'll be back out here covering that again as well.
Other observations, Joe?
Well, so far, everyone we've talked to is extremely happy about what's happened today with the six officers being charged. Now, a few people aren't so happy that they didn't all get the highest charge possible, you know, but obviously not everybody was involved as much as another officer would be. But I think at the end of the day, most people know that some people are going to go to jail in this entire ordeal, and that's kind of enough, they feel, for justice, to make a statement for the rest of America that justice can be served and that police brutality is being brought to the forefront of America's minds. And they're actually seeing this stuff finally for what the people of Baltimore have seen their entire lives.
It really is surreal to see the National Guard in full combat gear with loaded magazines deploying, and one of them is about to walk right up. We'll see if he tries to get you to move. He is honking at you. This is really over the top. Let's see if he tries to order you out of the way. Let's see what happens here. Joe, or maybe you can talk to him here in a second, but do you feel like you're back in Iraq or Afghanistan?
Yeah, it's a little weird being on the other end now. You know, I'm used to being up on the up-armored vehicle, and now I'm down here, and the streets actually seen it from that side.
Well, that's good. He didn't act like thug cops do sometimes. He just got out of your way and went to the other side instead of ordering you around. Let's see if... how's the military been acting? I think you said earlier, pretty polite.
Yeah, so far they've all been pretty polite. They know that their place here is not number one in priority when it comes to dealing with the crowds and any kind of civil disobedience whatsoever. They know that they're here more if worst case scenario happens, they're backup. So they know their role. They've been playing it pretty well. But, you know, like I said, it's really awkward. People, when they watch TV, they think that the curfew means that just people have to go home. No, what this means is this isn't like Ferguson where there was a curfew for that area, that specific area in the St. Louis area. All of Baltimore is essentially locked down. Come 8 o'clock, you cannot go to a restaurant at night. Ja'Kari and I tried to go have dinner last night. We had to beg the cook to keep the line open just a little bit longer so we could actually eat something. You can't do anything. 8 o'clock comes, they shut it down. Then 10 o'clock comes, you can't be on the roads. You can't be out. If you are, you're subject to arrest. The helicopters are flying in the air, giving orders. The cops are out. The military is out. This is a complete total war zone, so to say, and how it's an occupied country.
Well, it makes me think of the Jell-O Biafra piece that he put out with Ice-T like 25 years ago, where he simulates martial law and the announcement being made. Stay in your homes. Anyone caught outside their sector after dark will be shot. I mean, it's just ridiculous that this continues to happen. And it all came out of a stand down with a couple hundred thugs burning and shooting when they just should have arrested them, and if they resisted, shot them. And then you would have no more thugs ever anywhere doing this. Instead, they've escalated it now, and now it looks like looting is what made the cops get indicted when it probably would have already happened. It's like the cop that shot the guy in the back. He's already been indicted. Most of the time they get indicted. The reason the cops didn't get indicted with the Brown situation is because the witnesses came out and he charged him and attacked him. Joe, I want to come back to you with some final comments. Amazing. But I want to, during the video feed, during the break, let's just keep the camera going, Joe, and we'll show people what you're witnessing out there for TV viewers. Radio listeners, everybody else, stay with us. Infowars.com/show to see the action.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
What lies at the heart of InfoWars and everything we do? At the core is fellow human beings of every race, color, and creed across the United States and the planet that believe in personal liberty. And it's people like you that have promoted the radio broadcast to their friends and family. It's people like you that have bought the high-quality products at InfoWarsStore.com that have made everything we do possible. And that's why I want to salute you. You have helped us build this operation. You don't stand beside us or behind us or even in front of us. You stand at the heart of InfoWars. That's why in the month of April, we're offering some of the biggest specials yet to introduce listeners to these high-quality nutraceuticals at InfoWarsLife.com. 50% off. High quality colloidal silver, silver bullet. Buy two X2 Nation iodines. Get one fluoride shield absolutely free and free shipping. 50% off silver bullet. Free shipping. Free bottles of fluoride shield detoxer. Find the specials at InfoWarsLife.com.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studio, it's Alex Jones.
Under martial law, all constitutional rights have been suspended. Stay in your home.
Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorneys. Shut up. Do not attempt to think, or depression may occur. Stay in your home. Curfew is at 7 p.m. sharp after work. Anyone caught outside the gates of their subdivisions after curfew will be shot. Remain calm. Do not panic. Your neighborhood watch officer will be by to collect urine samples in the morning. Anyone interfering with the collection of urine samples will be shot. Houses will be inspected for trace elements at noon. Anyone failing to display the mandatory will be shot. Stay in your homes. Remain calm. The number one enemy of progress is questions. National security is more important than individual rights. Under the provisions of the War on Drugs, Zero Tolerance, and the Child Protection and Obscenity Enforcement Act.
All right, folks, that's Jellibrey Offra 20 years ago doing a spoken word of a mock martial law announcement. We should do a more focused, serious one. I'm not knocking the fact there's some humor in there. Ourselves to announce what martial law could look like in a simulated newscast. They do that for anthrax attacks or whatever. It's totally legitimate to do. We'll be attacked for doing it, of course, because it's so effective. But I'm going to do that next week. I want that put on the board. I'm going to develop it. I'm going to write it with you guys. We're going to do it. Going back for final comments from Joe Biggs and Jakari Jackson from Baltimore, then we'll talk to Otto and others that are holding. Joe, I noticed the Humvees have rolled out to another location. Other points that you need to make?
Yeah, like I said, if you can see, everybody's starting to gather all through here, Alex. And where we are again is at North of Penn. This has been the focal point for protests over the last week. Over here to my right is the CVS pharmacy that everyone saw on TV. This is the one that was looted and burnt down. People have been gathering out here all day, peacefully protesting. The cops have kind of held back. They're more helping to regulate the traffic flow in and out of this intersection so far. There's a larger presence of military down the road, a couple hundred yards that way. We've got fire trucks up there, the MRAPs, seven Humvees or so, a couple LMTVs, FOTVs, and SWAT vehicles as well. So there's a large presence here, but what they've done so far, they're lining a lot of the businesses. If you have a look over here, a lot of the police officers are lining the businesses around the corners of the intersection on all sides of the road. So that's what's going on right now. People are driving up and down the whole the road, honking their horns, much like happened in Ferguson when we were there. People hanging outside of the windows, screaming, shouting, waving flags through the air. You can see there's some people walking around with an American flag over here, waving it. People are just celebrating because they knew that wrong was done. They knew that Freddie Gray was murdered, and everybody here feels like they've gotten the justice that they want so far in this healing process in Baltimore.
I noticed burned out businesses across the street right there. I see a burned out CVS.
Yeah, that's the CVS that we saw on TV. We'll go over here and look. Let you guys see.
And again, he has a directional mic, folks. It's just deafeningly loud out there. I'd imagine you're getting sick of the sound of horns.
No, I've gotten used to it after being a Ferguson for 2 months. My ears have gotten used to it, much like a nagging wife.
All right. Well, Joe Biggs,
but
thank you so much.
That, one of the local points.
Any other points you'd like to make, Joe?
So far, what we're going to do, we're just going to go around and talk to people, ask people what they feel about the decision to charge these officers and see how people feel if there's any mixed emotions. So far, there's no negative feelings, obviously, towards it because this is... We're right in the middle of their neighborhood. This is where it happened. All the people here are extremely happy about the charges being brought upon. The officers, everyone at this point is just praying for an indictment. We'll see what happens. It takes time.
All right. Well, the Justice Department's obviously in there manipulating the whole thing. Thank you so much, Joe Biggs.
Thank you, Alex.
Does Jakari have any other points you'd like to make?
No.
All right. Well, you guys get those interviews, and then if you want, you were going to stay till Sunday. If you want to come back earlier, come on home, because at least until now or until a trial comes up or they end up not having a trial, there probably won't be a lot of other activity there. That'll be a new hot spot, though, and we'll continue to track this because there's a long, hot summer coming up, and they're predicting a real summer of flames.
Yes, exactly. And that's what I've heard as well. All on Twitter, all on Facebook, there's a lot of people talking like it's going to be, they're calling it Summer of Ferguson. So we'll see what happens. We'll be covering and watching these stories closely as they break.
Well, the new hobby needs to be not rioting with the police. It needs to be peacefully demonstrating and trying to get our Bill of Rights back. And most of the folks are trying to do that. It's the thugs that give everybody a bad name. Thank you so much, Joe Biggs.
Thank you.
All right, now we're going to just call until we got a break. Then I'm going to come back and hit a bunch of news we haven't covered yet. Just very, very briefly, I'm not going to belabor this. We're extending the sale on the two bottles of nascent iodine and the free bottle Fluoride Shield Detox Chelator. Just incredibly high-quality products, and it supports the broadcast. Free shipping on that and a free bottle. There's an even better deal. You can get two bottles of high-quality colloidal silver, a silver bullet, at 50% off and get a free bottle of Fluoride Shield. Absolutely free with that and free shipping. That is a win-win-win-win-win. And we've only done this one other time before, last year. 20% off with promo code WATER20 on all ProPure G2 systems. We already have the lowest price and are the biggest distributor of these worldwide. Super high quality, side-by-side comparisons to the leading competitors and gravity-fed stainless steel filters. It just blows them away. Cuts out the fluoride, the glyphosate. It's just amazing. Removes or reduces hundreds of other toxins. You're insane not to filter your water. We have the side-by-side taste test at InfoWarsStore.com. 20% out at checkout on promo code WATER20, 20% off. We've extended it 72 hours until Sunday night into Monday morning, and then I'm not extending it. We'll probably have some other sale on some of the other items, obviously. That's, you know, free market activity. There's a bunch of other specials I haven't told you about, but in the interest of time, just check them out, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. And listen, callers calling thanking me, please don't do it. I want to thank you putting up with me, you supporting us, you buying the products and helping us build this. You do not stand behind us or beside us or in front of us. You stand at the heart of InfoWars. You helped build it. You did it. Thank you for buying the T-shirts. Thank you for buying the books and videos and water filters. Plus, they help you. Thank you. I mean, we're all in this together. You're the best people out there. You humble me when families with their children run up and are like, shaking, looking at me with stars in their eyes. I got stars in my eyes for you, people that care about freedom and are dialed in and awake. And I got to tell you, our listeners have that sparkle in their eye. I don't care what color they are, and it makes me love humanity even more. So I salute you for your support. Thank you so much, and I salute our crew, our affiliates, our sponsors, everybody. You make it possible. Otto in Texas, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
How's it going, Alex?
Good, brother.
Good, man. Hey, a couple quick things. Maybe a bit of good news and continue what you just said. Definitely enjoy all your products. I use just about every one of them. And,
thank you.
A lot of the family members as well. Anyway, I read an article yesterday. I live here in Victoria, Texas, and on this Jade Helm, it said realistic military training canceled in Crossroads. And I guess it says that the controversial Jade Helm is expected to begin this summer will not take place in Victoria and Goliad counties. The Victoria County Sheriff's Office confirmed Wednesday. And I guess back in December, they had another article that said that it was going to be here. I'm not sure how. I know a lot of the citizens around here are asking a lot of questions, and I'm not sure how it got canceled in these counties, but this is what the article said.
Really? Say that again. You're saying, there it is, Victoria Advocate, realistic military training canceled in Crossroads. Oh, please print that out. That's big news breaking yesterday. A lot of towns I know were cutting it back because it was going to be snatch and grab, gun confiscation. We've seen this in Arcadia, Iowa, and all over the drills. We could read the documents and tell that was going to be peppered in there. But, yeah, there's a big, big backlash against this. And that's good because we're not against the troops. We're against the globalists trying to condition us to accept being occupied by them. And that's why the public knows something's afoot. Everybody senses that. The other day I was pulling out onto the road, and you can't really see where I live when cars are coming, but they don't come very often. And I thought, I better look both ways, be really safe. And some car was like speeding, came shooting by. There was a car parked out there. I couldn't see it, and I would have been hit. But it's kind of that sixth sense. And people see the signs, they feel it, We don't know exactly what's going to happen, but we don't trust anything this occupied government's saying, Otto.
No, I agree. I think the people around here are definitely, I know a lot of the citizens and people I've talked to around here, everyone kind of was aware of it even since back December, because there's another article saying that, you know, if you saw anything, you're supposed to report it because it was supposed to be a failure. And then when the stuff broke about Jade Helm, everybody kind of put two and two together. I guess that was probably the same thing. And then,
well, sure, and they're creating citizen spies to spy on the Tea Party. I mean, you know, not on drug dealers or Wahhabists. But there's the article. I'll read part of it. Thanks for bringing it to our attention. Controversial special operations realistic training expected to begin this summer will not take place in Victoria and Goliad counties. The Victoria Sheriff's Department said after the exercise and the release of an unclassified document labeling both Texas and Utah as hostile, theorists began to question whether the realistic exercise known as Jade Helm was a preparation for martial law. But see, implying we were saying it's going to happen. No, of course it's preparation. Chief Deputy Roy Boyd told The Advocate in December the U.S. Army Operations Command chose the crossroads because Victoria and Goliad counties offered an ideal terrain. And then it just goes on. They would not offer any details about why it was canceled. Okay, thank you so much, caller. Rich in New York, thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex, how you doing, man?
Good,
all right, Alex, what we have here is the Gothels Bridge is a bridge that connects New Jersey to Staten Island, New York. And apparently, if you go on silive.com, there's going to be drills between, I think it's 1 and 8 or something like that. The military is doing drills on this bridge.
Really?
And yes.
Again, where is that located exactly?
Okay, that's located, that is one of the connecting bridges between New Jersey and Staten Island, New York. Like I said, SI Live, if you go on that, SILive.com, it says something about it there. And people need to know about this, they need to get out there, you know, and we need to monitor this, like monitor everything else.
Well, absolutely. It's just gotten bonkers crazy how much of this crud is going on. And again, it's... I don't have a way to have a metric, but I've been following this for 20 years, really 18 intensely, but I've been following it for 20. And on a scale of 1 to 100, it's gone from like a 1 or a 2, and it was still illegal, unconstitutional. We had government documents that it was about conditioning the public to accept it. So we knew the plan, so I was freaked out about it. Now it's like an 80, you know, from a 1 or a 2. I mean, it's just everywhere. And then you learn they've got InfraGuard, clergy response, spy teams, federalized police, all this gear. And they're training with attack dogs and machine guns and robots and armored vehicles and surveillance and kill switches and their own cell phone grids. I mean, it's like a Manhattan Project times 100. It's just a huge, giant, submerged tyranny that's starting to rise up out of the ocean like the Kraken.
Crazy. When you go to Times Square... Times Square one time, it used to be a way different place. Now you go up there, you see these guys dressed in all black with machine guns out, and it looks like an occupied zone.
And it's not for Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda's bigger than ever. ISIS is bigger than ever. Our government's funding them, all admitted. They now go, it's for the Tea Party. It's for the gun owner. So what is it the government has planned that's so evil, so unconstitutional, so tyrannical, so treasonous, so over the top that they know veterans are going to fight them? It's taking the pension funds and taking the guns and arresting political dissidents. And that itself is the takedown of America because it will blow up. It will cause a civil war. Now, if you were the globalists sitting overseas in their armored redoubts, the few places they can't take over yet, it's where they run to hide from themselves, Switzerland or New Zealand, they run that, but they're leaving that as a safe zone. What would you do if they were them? You would pull this, wouldn't you? If you thought you could sell it, but they don't want us out there putting the counter-narrative out about what's really going on. See, they need to run this in the dark against us. Well, I got news to the boys. You're not doing this with us with our pants down. We're ready. What do you say to that, Rich?
I say it's time to be proactive, and you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right, Alex. It's time to be proactive. Watch everything they do, foil everything they try, you know, frustrate them, and they'll make more and more mistakes, and And we'll just key on their mistakes and get this thing going because it needs
exactly,
to happen.
Exactly. And they'll say, oh, there's no death panels. Oh, it doesn't raise the debt limit. Oh, 2 + 2 = 5. This is literal stuff. We don't want your guns. We're not coming for your guns as they introduce the bills. They play these mind games knowing the general public doesn't check anything. But it doesn't matter if 70% of people can't wipe their hind end. We've got 30%, and guess what? We're the people that actually work, black, white, old, young. We're the people that have something to lose here. And we're working hard, and, man, they think we're working hard now. You know how many seeds I've planted, my listeners have planted, others have planted, like Ron Paul? We are so ready. We got people that have decided, I said this over a decade ago, we need people to be on the front end public. We need people that go dark, don't communicate with anybody, and make preparations in communications, preparations in info war, preparations for defense, preparations for liberation. I mean, I'm telling you, they start putting people in FEMA camps, baby, the Patriots are coming. And I mean, can you imagine when the Patriots go into those camps with all these pot-bellied communists in there raping families and stuff? I mean, I'm not saying that to freak people out, folks. They want to have the end game is to get their hands on our children. These are demons. These are pedophiles. There, it was in CNN, breaking, Jimmy Savile raped 20 girls, confirmed. We knew that 10 years ago. It was in the British news 5 years ago. Breaking. I mean, that shows how, of course CNN has no viewers. People don't want to get news 10 years late, do they?
You know, Alex, I want to ask you a question. Remember we used to hang people for treason? You know, we used to get a rope out from someone that's treason. Wouldn't it be real nice to do that right now? To just be able to, the treasonous acts should be answered.
Well, I'll say this. They deserve a jury trial. We need to take the country back, and then we need to have the trials. And we need to give them jury trials. And when people have done open treason against the country, they need to be sent to prison for life. We'll be right back. And some of them do need to be executed.
Why use dial-up when you can use broadband? Why travel with this when you can use this? And why would anyone use colloidal or ionic silver when you can use supernatural silver? Supernatural silver is state-of-the-art, and it's been clinically proven to be several hundred times more effective than those other silvers. It's powerful enough to protect you and your family from the threat of deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. But it's so safe that it can be used internally or topically, and you'll never again deal with the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics. Hundreds of scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions have all shown supernatural silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against invading pathogens. Supernatural silver is a must-have for your arsenal. Go to supernaturalsilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 30% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with supernatural silver.
I want more candy! I want more video games! Why not?
And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.
Who has over 65 seed varieties of 34 different vegetables?
Down to Earth.
Who has over 63,000 seeds packaged to last 50 years?
Down to Earth.
Whose seeds can be frozen to maintain germination?
Down to Earth seeds. No hybrids, no GMOs, just proven old-time seed varieties grown all over the country by our grandparents. Our kids have the best variety and the largest quantities of vegetable seed for the best price. Get your food security now at downtoearthseeds.com or call 870-427-3039.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I said I'd give the history of May Day. Maybe I'll shoot a special report for the news. We'll see. But ran out of time. Today is May Day. It's known as a communist holiday, but the communists were occultists. It goes back to the Druids. There were human sacrifices made on May Day, but also flower festivals and a lot of other stuff. That's basically what May Day is. And notice Obama always makes a bunch of big announcements on May Day, as if communism is for the people. But communism comes out of the Jacobins in France and the Illuminati. That's in mainline history books. It's an ancient Northern Hemisphere spring festival and usually a public holiday. It's also a traditional spring holiday in many cultures. Dances, singing, and cakes are usually part of it. The 19th century May Day was chosen the day for International Workers' Day by socialists and communists in the Second International to commemorate the Haymarket Affair in Chicago. In those countries that celebrate International Workers' Day, the day many also may be referred to as May Day, but it is a different celebration from the traditional May Day. And let's go back to your calls. Then I'll do a little bit of overdrive and finish some of the news on the economy and world news I haven't gotten to. Chris, thank you for holding from North Carolina. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Hey. I want to talk about the logo for JDM. I've seen a video on YouTube and some other places. The blob in the middle where the arrows cross over the sword. It's like a wooden shoe, like a clog. And the guy was tying it into the wooden shoes that they wore at the concentration camp. I thought that was pretty interesting.
Well, the main jade helm symbol I've seen in the Army documents is a sword cutting through arrows, and that's a symbol of the arrows is American might and American defense, which should be American gun owners in my view, and the dagger is shattering them. I mean, that's what it means. It means take out a other military force, and it's shown as arrows that the United States, since its inception, with the eagle, with the olive branch in one hand, but the weapons in the other, is the arrows. So that's the jade helm symbol I've seen. What jade helm symbol are you talking about?
It's the main one. It's just the where it looks like the arrows are breaking. It's not. It's almost like a translucent shoe, but the guy zooms in and
I do see it. I see it. Looks like a shoe and a.
Yeah. It's like a wooden cog with a design on the front of it.
I do see it. You're right.
So, yeah, he was tying that into the prison camps in Germany because they wore wooden cogs. I thought it was kind of freaky.
It's bizarre. This does have hidden images in it. I didn't even notice that. I thought it was like a bad graphic when I looked at it a month ago when we broke it. It's amazing. But again, this show broke Jade Helm, but you sent us the email, listeners, and then you got the word out. You broke Jade Helm. This is the inverse of CNN or these other channels. We're trying to actually fight these people. We're trying to bring the Republic back. Skyler, thank you, Chris, in California. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how you doing? Thanks for having me on.
Thank you, brother.
Well, anyways, I make it real quick. I live in California, and so around me, there's a bunch of decadent people, and I always try to wake them up to what's going on, but it's just so hard, because if I try to link them to your website, they're always right off the bat. Oh, that's InfoWars, a tinfoil hat, conspiracy theorist, like a tabloid almost. That's how they project you over here. Like just the other day, I listened to a local radio, a KFI, AM 640, and they're all pro-vaccinations, and they don't take callers like you do. But I was on their Facebook, and I was trying to link them to a bunch of studies, but they were just constantly censoring my posts. They'll be like,
oh, yeah, studies. We don't need those stinking studies. To be in mainstream media now more and more, you've got to be a liar, and you've got to censor people, and you've got to be afraid of reality. But just keep doing it. They don't have many listeners. It doesn't matter. Just keep bombarding them. And I guarantee you, those idiots aren't vaccinating their kids. So it's amazing. We're out of time for now. We got to go to break. Infowars.com/show to find the free feed. Thanks to all the affiliates. I'll be back Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Pete and others, I'll try to jam you in. Stay with us. Nightly News Tonight, 7. Oh, we got David Knight wants to pop in, too. He's got Jade Helm breaking news. Hi, I'm Alex Jones. When I got on air 20 years ago, I weighed 180 pounds. I lift weights 5 days a week. I could swim 2-3 miles. Then I discovered the New World Order, the globalists, their agenda. I started an access television show. I was so dedicated to my work and hanging around with radio guys that I began drinking. I began smoking cigars and then even cigarettes. I transformed from looking like a white Bruce Lee to looking like a Jabba the Hutt. So I began a journey 5 years ago to shed the almost 100 pounds. I started taking Super Male Vitality and saw dramatic results in just a few weeks. When I added to the mix the tea products developed by Dr. Group for InfoWarsLife.com, the results were incredible. Take the InfoWarsLife.com challenge today at InfoWarsLife.com or give our crew a call. They can answer all your questions or tell you about any of the specials at 888-253-3139.